the practical stuff timelines, shopping, and make-ahead magic. Let's talk about the unglamorous part of holiday hosting, the actual logistics. You've simplified your traditions. You've set boundaries. You've committed to taking care of yourself. That's all great, but at some point, you still have to figure out when to buy the turkey, what you can make ahead, and whether you really need to deep clean the guest bathroom. This is where a lot of hosting advice goes off the rails. You've seen those timelines, right? The ones that start 6 weeks before Christmas with make and freeze homemade cranberry sauce and iron all your linens. Yeah, we're not doing that. We're going to talk about what actually matters, what you can reasonably do ahead of time, and how to shop smart without losing your mind or your bank account. The 2 week timeline that actually works. Forget starting in October. Unless you're hosting 40 people or doing something unusually elaborate, you don't need 6 weeks of prep. Here's a realistic timeline for a typical holiday gathering. 2 weeks before, finalize your guest list and confirm numbers. Plan your menu. More on this below. Make your shopping list. Order your turkey or ham if you're getting it from a butcher. 1 week before, do your big grocery shop for non-perishables. Make and freeze anything that freezes well. See the list below. Deep clean only if you actually want to, otherwise, skip it. 3 days before, buy fresh ingredients, produce, dairy, anything perishable. Start thawing your turkey if it's frozen. The fridge method takes 24 hours per 5 pounds. Do your basic cleaning, the stuff that actually matters. 2 days before, prep vegetables, peel potatoes and keep them in water, trim green beans, chop onions. Make your desserts. Set the table if you want it out of the way. 1 day before, make your side dishes that reheat well. Brine your turkey if you're doing that. Get your serving dishes and utensils out so you're not scrambling tomorrow. Day of, focus on the turkey, ham and anything that must be fresh. Reheat your make-ahead sides. Relax as much as possible. That's it. No 6 week countdowns. No freezing cranberry sauce in October. Just 2 weeks of reasonable, manageable prep. What you can actually make ahead and what you can't. The secret to stress-free hosting is making as much as possible before the actual day. But not everything survives the fridge or freezer well. Make-ahead winners, these freeze beautifully. Dinner rolls, bake, cool, freeze, then reheat day of. Cranberry sauce, make it a week ahead. It actually gets better. Pie crusts, roll them out, freeze flat, thaw when you need them. Stuffing dressing, assemble it, freeze it unbaked, bake day of. Gravy, make it from stock ahead of time, reheat and adjust with pan drippings. Cookie dough, scoop it, freeze it, bake fresh day of. Make ahead, good enough fridge for 2-3 days. Mashed potatoes, reheat with extra butter and milk. Green bean casserole, assemble it, refrigerate, bake day of. Sweet potato casserole, same deal. Soup or salad components, don't bother making ahead. Anything crispy, it'll get soggy. Roasted vegetables, they're better fresh. The turkey, obviously. Fresh salads. The make-ahead stuff doesn't have to taste exactly like fresh. It just has to taste good. And the time you save is worth the minor difference. The smart shopping strategy. Holiday grocery shopping can be overwhelming and expensive if you're not careful. Here's how to do it without losing your mind or your budget. Shop in stages, not all at once. Don't try to buy everything in one trip. You'll forget things, your cart will be unwieldy, and you'll spend a fortune. Trip 1-2 weeks out. Non-perishables, frozen items, anything on sale. Trip 2-1 week out, fresh produce, dairy, anything you couldn't freeze. Trip 3 if needed, last minute items you forgot or ran out of. Use what you already have first. Before you make your shopping list, check your pantry, fridge, and freezer. You probably already have half of what you need. Don't buy a new bag of flour if you've got one that's half full. Don't buy more butter if you've already got 3 sticks. Use what you have. Buy what you don't. Vice store brands for most things. Nobody can taste the difference between name brand flour and store brand flour. Same with sugar, salt, canned goods, frozen vegetables, and most baking supplies. Splurge on the things that matter: good butter, quality meat, fresh herbs. Save money on everything else. Don't be a hero about making everything from scratch. Store-bought isn't cheating, it's being smart. If you hate making pie crust, buy the pre-made kind. If dinner rolls stress you out, get them from the bakery. If nobody in your family likes cranberry sauce anyway, skip it entirely or buy a can. Your time and sanity are worth more than impressing people with homemade everything. Keep your receipts and know the return policy. Plans change, people cancel, you might buy too much of something or not enough of something else. Most stores will let you return unopened items, especially around the holidays. Keep your receipts and don't stress if you overbuy. The cleaning question. What actually matters? Let's be honest. Nobody coming to your house for Christmas dinner is checking whether you dusted the baseboards or cleaned the light fixtures. Here's what actually matters. Clean the bathroom. This is non-negotiable. Scrub the toilet, wipe down the sink, put out fresh towels and extra toilet paper. Make sure there's soap and hand towels that don't smell like mildew. Clean the kitchen, wipe down the counters, clean the sink, make sure the stove isn't crusty. You're going to be cooking in there, so it should be reasonably clean. Clean the floors. Vacuum or sweep the main areas where people will be. You don't need to move furniture or get into corners. Just make sure there aren't visible crumbs or pet hair everywhere. Clear the clutter. Put away the piles of mail, the random stuff on the dining table, the coats that have been sitting on the back of the chair for 3 weeks. A tidy space feels cleaner even if it isn't. That's it. You don't need to deep clean the oven. Wash the windows. Dust the ceiling fans. Organize the pantry. Iron anything. Polish the silver. If those things make you happy, great. But they're not required for a successful holiday gathering. The menu. Keep it simple. Make it good. Your menu doesn't need to be elaborate. It needs to be manageable. The formula that works. One main protein: turkey, ham, roast. 2 to 3 sides: mashed potatoes, 1 vegetable, 1 wild card. 1 starch rolls, stuffing, or both if you're feeling generous. 1 dessert pie, cake, cookies, pick one. That's it. 7 dishes total, maximum. You don't need 15 sides. You don't need 3 kinds of potatoes. You don't need an appetizer course and a salad course and soup. Keep it simple. Make it good. Let people have seconds. The other secret. Ask people to bring something. When someone says, "What can I bring?" don't say, "Nothing." Give them an actual assignment. Could you bring a vegetable dish? Would you make your famous rolls? Can you grab a dessert from the bakery? Most people want to contribute. Let them. It makes your life easier and makes them feel included. What to do the night before? The night before your event, do this. Set the table. Get it completely ready: plates, silverware, glasses, napkins, serving dishes. One less thing to do tomorrow. Prep your coffee station. Set up the coffee maker, put out mugs, have cream and sugar ready. You'll want coffee the next morning without having to think about it. Lay out your outfit. Don't wait until an hour before guests arrive to decide what you're wearing. Pick it now and hang it up. Make a day of timeline. Write down what time things need to go in the oven, what needs to be reheated, when you're putting on real pants. Having it written down means you're not trying to hold it all in your head. Go to bed at a reasonable hour. Don't stay up until 2 a.m. doing last-minute things. Whatever didn't get done can wait until tomorrow or doesn't matter. The day of, your actual timeline. Here's what a realistic day of timeline looks like. Morning. Wake up, have coffee, breathe. Put turkey in oven, check your timeline for when it needs to be done. Do any last minute tidying. Get yourself ready: shower, get dressed, etc. Before you start final prep. Afternoon. Reheat make-ahead sides. Set out appetizers if you're doing them cheese and crackers counts. Baste turkey, check temperature. Open wine, put out drinks. Right before guests arrive. Turn on music, light candles if that's your thing. Put on pants if you've been in sweatpants until now. Take 3 deep breaths. During. Let the turkey rest for 20-30 minutes after it comes out. Use that time to finish sides, make gravy, get everything on the table. Sit down and eat with everyone else. After. Clear the table, put leftovers away. Load dishwasher or stack dishes to deal with later. Send people home with leftovers. Go to bed, even if the kitchen isn't perfect. The permission you need. You don't have to do everything from scratch. You don't have to have a spotless house. You don't have to make 15 dishes. You don't have to start planning in October. What you do have to do is feed people good food, create a warm space, and actually be present to enjoy it. Everything else is optional.
Shared wisdom. We want to hear from you. What's your best make-ahead trick? Do you have a realistic timeline that actually works for you? A shopping strategy that saves your sanity? A cleaning shortcut that makes a real difference? We'd love to hear what works for you. Reply in the comments or email us. We'll feature the best responses in an upcoming roundup. Your practical wisdom might be exactly what another reader needs to hear. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.